Judges chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said to him, "Why have you served us in this manner, that you did not call us when you went to fight with the Midianites?" And they did chide with him sharply. And he said to them, "What have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Ebiezer? Yahweh has delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb, and Zeeb. And what was I able to do in comparison of you?" Well, then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing. And he said to the men of Succoth, "Give, I ask of you, loaves of bread to the people that follow me, for they are faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian." And the princes of Succoth said, "The hands of Zeba and Zalmunna are now in your hand, that we should give bread to your army?" And Gideon said, "Therefore, when Yahweh has delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars." And he went up from there to Penuel and spoke to them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered them just as the men of Succoth had answered. And he spoke also to the men of Penuel, saying, "When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower." Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts were with them, about 15,000. All that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbeha, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from battle before the sun, and caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him. And he described to him the princes of Succoth, and the elders of it, 70 men. And he came to the men of Succoth and said, "Behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, with whom you did upbraid me, saying, 'Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your men that are weary?' And he took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness, and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. He beat down the tower of Penuel, and slew the men of the city. And then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, 'What manner of men were they whom you slew at Tabor?' And they answered, 'As you are, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king.' And he said, 'They were my brethren, the sons of my mother. As Yahweh lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not kill you.' And he said to Yether, his firstborn, 'Up, kill them.' But the youth did not draw his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, 'Rise you, and kill us, for as the man is, so is his strength.' And Gideon arose and slew Zeba and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on their camels' necks. And then the men of Israel said to Gideon, 'You rule over us, both you and your son's son also, for you have delivered us from the hand of Midian.' Gideon said to them, 'I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. Yahweh shall rule over you.' And Gideon said to them, 'I would desire a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey.' For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, 'We will willingly give.' And they spread a garment, and did cast upon it every man the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the ornaments and collars and purple clothing that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were around their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod of it, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went in there a whoring after it, which thing became a snare to Gideon and to his house. And in this manner was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house, and Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bore him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash's father in Ophrah of the Ebiezrites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went whoring after Baalim, and made Baal Berith their Elohim. And the children of Israel remembered not Yahweh their Elohim, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither did they show any kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed to Israel. End of chapter.